Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Matthew 19 says that let the children come into the house because what? The kingdom of God also has need for the children. Amen. Some of you, when you were their age, I wonder where you were. Sunday school, cry, you will not go. Ask your neighbor where they were when they were younger. Hey. So as you are ministering, you are calculating the ministration. Hey! But by the grace of God, we've been having good word from our pastor about others. I think it's a good place to be putting your hands together. Our pastor has been teaching us a lot about others, and I believe that something has entered us. And today, by the grace of God, we have an anointed word season for us. And church, let's be upstanding. With Jesus' joy and with a clap offering, help me welcome our pastor, our teacher, our prophetess, E.S. Joy.
The man of Galilee,
whether rain or shine,
whether rain or shine,
day or night,
he leads the way. He holds my life,
he holds my life. Jesus, the man of
Galilee,
whether rain or shine,
day or night.
Lord, we are grateful for your friendship. We're grateful for your lordship. We're grateful that you are our father, our friend, our brother, our everything. We pray as we come before your word today, Lord, that you will be here with us and speak to us, Lord. Let each one of us take what is ours, O God. And when we are on our way home, may we say that we've had a meeting with you and we're blessed. We're so grateful. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Do you want to find your Bible at this time and let's make our confession? Come on, we go. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. I'm always happy to be in this service. Hallelujah.
My Bible.
Amen and amen. It's a very mixed service by the grace of God. There's JSS, SHS, there's Prime, look, in fact, let us go by generations. There's Gen Z, they are here. Millennials are here. Generation X are here. Baby, I mean, all generations. Maybe we should call us, and who? Alpha, they are also here. Yeah. So we should call it the mixed generation church, I tell you. Tell your neighbor that, look, whatever generation you belong to, you are welcome. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Please let us take a few announcements that I want to give myself before I start preaching. You know, when I start preaching, I've forgotten. So let me do it now. The first thing is that we have a Tuesday service that I call... What have you done to my sound? The sound was okay until now. God lovers service. And yeah, you just want to have a little extra time with God. You want to know something more about the Lord. This is your service. Amen. And it's running all the time. I mean, doesn't matter who is there. We just have it. Yes. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Now, FCBPI is having their next breakfast. Amen. And it's coming on this Saturday, the 18th of April. Are you there? It's going to be at, what do you call it? MasterCard. What do you call that place? I can't. The what? The Impact Building, okay, on campus, you know, and I want to highly recommend it. I can't see all the detail that is there, but they are saying register and do what? Anyway, it's a breakfast meeting, so find your friend and come. Now, the preacher for this breakfast meeting is Reverend Aaron. Amen. Okay, this is at the MasterCard Auditorium. KNUSD at 9 a.m. And I need to tell you that as for these people, they don't play with their time. When they say 9, if you say that, oh, it's 9 o'clock for 10, by the time you are coming at 10, we have eaten the breakfast and left you. Am I telling lies? It is, Charlie, they are on it. Yes. Reverend Aaron is the preacher. This is a very anointed man. He's the pastor of our Asokwa branch, the Lamb of God Church. At Asokwa, that's the very first branch we had in Kumasi. He's a very anointed man. He's the head of Senapiaba. And the man, look, he's anointed, Basa. When you see him, you think that, oh, this is phlegmatic guy just walking around. Tell anybody that, look, it's an experience. It's an experience, yeah. So I highly recommend it. He's somebody who lives by the principles of God. He's a businessman, he's a very wealthy man, and he knows a lot of things, and he lives by them. Amen. So he'll definitely have a lot for us. So I highly recommend this breakfast. Amen. It's the only Basanta I belong to. I don't belong to any other Basanta. I told them that they should register me. I don't know if they've done it, Mom, but me, they told them that I'm inside. I'm seeing the executives looking at each other's faces. It means they have not minded me, but... I'm always telling them that me, I'm part. Hallelujah. And I believe that you hear a lot of things. Many of you who are here have fledgling businesses. Do you understand when I say you've started something, you are hoping to carry on. And this is an opportunity, one, to win souls, and two, to learn something. To learn something that's also helpful to you. Is it a good idea? I also need to tell you that FCBPI have monthly meetings. I think we should start to announce it, because at those meetings, they pray and they also talk about some business things with regard to the Lord as well. Amen. Listen, tell your neighbor that the rich man in the church is coming from here. It's not coming from anywhere. I have not gone to look for any rich man that you should join the church. So you know, you are the next millionaire. It's up to you to believe it. You see some of you, the way you are saying, when I say you are the next millionaire, you can't even say amen. Who need faith back? You don't have one faith. Share. And especially because you didn't say amen, you have to be at their meeting to hear what they are hearing that's making them believe what they are believing. Amen. Anyway, so it's the 18th of April, and it's at the MasterCard Auditorium. Beautiful. Now, another announcement is that we have our Healing Jesus Sunday coming off on the Yeah, it's a good thing. 26th of April, amen. It's the same date across the world. And you'll hear more about it as it's coming. The Global Healing Jesus Sunday. Amen. It's the one day in the year that we put aside. We are trying to just push that ministry forward. Because the things that are going there, they are actually on their way to Congo this week. Yeah. They go to places so, hey, where angels fear to tread. They are there. Congo. Pray about it. Pray about it. Congo. Pray about it. And it's not the capital. They go inside. Yeah. Go inside, and souls are won. And we want to have one Sunday when we think about them, we pray about it. We pray to push them. We give an offering just to push. I don't even know what petrol costs now. We all with all this Iran matters. Eh? Are you there? One of our missionaries in a certain country, he told me that when he's going to buy gas, it's $18 for his gas. When he went last week, it was $42. And when he complained, they told him that, oh, this one, Kritas, come down, it was $60. Hey! Are you there? So I don't know how their fuel bill is now, but we just want to do our best to sort of give it a push. Me, I know that if you ask me to go to Congo, Nana Kofi and I will go, man, me, I won't go. You say that I go to do a crusade. It's like that. I won't lie to you. So we have an opportunity to do what? To give them a push. Amen. So just prepare an offering for that day, a special offering. Amen. July 31st, we'll have our first sounds of joy for this week. Amen. Beautiful. And then also we have the First Love Conference from the 8th to the 12th of August. 8th to 12th. You know, I know August sounds far, but you know, I don't know what's happening with the world these days. I mean, you wake up, it's the first of the month. You sleep, it's the last of the month. You wake up again, it's the first of the month. You sleep. So I don't know what's going on. So please just put it down, because as we are here, no, we'll be in August. Oh, I'm lying. Am I the only one who thinks that the days are just, they're just galloping and going somewhere? So let us try to be alert and awake, and we'll see what the Lord will do. Amen. So please put the dates down. It's not as far as you are thinking. I mean, where's Bago? He was here. Anyway, when we were talking, there you are. When we were talking about 18th April, did it not sound far? It's like it's far. No. Oh, you don't get the point I'm making. It sounded like a plan somewhere. No, it has reached. So put down the dates. Amen. Write it down, because no, it will be here. Tell your neighbor, no. Today, I'm going to be talking about a topic which is both sensitive but important. Sensitive because it concerns us all. Sensitive because it is upon us all before we know it is upon us. Are you there? Hey, the way you have made your face already, I'm wondering. This month, we're talking about backsliding. Backsliding. You know, I think, I don't know about you, but when I think about backsliding, I think about something very dramatic. Like maybe somebody has become, you're a Christian, then you have become a fetish priest. I mean, something wild, you know. But what I'm finding frightening is that it doesn't start like that. Are you with me? It doesn't start like that. No, you are there. The best example of backsliding is looking at relationships. Yeah, looking at relationships. I'm sure the married couples could have preached it more than me here today. You see how at the beginning there were some things you were doing. Be sending the text. How many times a day? I mean. Sending. And then you never planned it all. But one day you wake up and say that, it's a long time. Nowadays when you even send the text, they blue tick you. They'll just read. No answer. Are you in the church? Not that somebody has planned, though. I'm just showing you something. You see, there's a time that you are very eager about something. Then time passes. It's just time passing. And it's part of life. Amen? It's part of life. Do you know that that's why a lot of people cry during funerals? A lot of crying is regret. It's regret. It's a certain, if I'd known that you were going to go today, I would have done this, this, and that. I think you get what I'm trying to say. You see, so when you just leave your relationship, it will spoil. If you just leave it, any friendship you just leave, it will spoil. Any relationship, any marriage you just leave, it will spoil. Are you in the church? The way you are looking at me, you are making me wonder whether I'm on safe ground. You know, if you are in a relationship, you are married, you are in a solid relationship, I want you to think about what you used to do that you are not doing anymore. It's not that you planned, though, but it's just not happening anymore. You used to send texts, just passing to say hi. Now what passing? When you leave the house, I just say, Charlie, we don't pass. Just go your way. What I'm saying, is it true or is not true? Unless you catch yourself and you say that, I'm doing this. But if you don't catch yourself and say, when you first were together, no one will see you together, no one will see you together. Now. In the church, crap, people don't know you are married. The way it is. Hey. You see why I said that the topic is something. But you see, it's important because if you don't catch it, you see, that's how marriages spoil. I don't think anybody wakes up and says, I'm going to spoil my marriage. I mean, unless you must be coming from a different planet. Maybe when you were coming, you went to Artemis and came back. You came something, brought something with you. But normal, you are not looking to spoil. But I'm saying that if you just leave it, you see, the car is going. The man has removed his leg from the thing. Back. He's going again. You see, at this point, accelerator is working. He's probably trying to change gear. Aja! Do you think he made a plan to slide back? No. So he was on his way up. He was climbing the thing, and suddenly. Now that's how our relationship with God also is. You see? And if we don't watch out, if you see, he cries, he's able to stop somewhere, but you come back, slide down, you're at the bottom of the hill. You come back, slide down, till you are down there, because you didn't catch it at a certain point. And today, I want you to say to yourself that I'm going to catch all my backslidings, because I can tell you that all of us are inside. You are very quiet. When I was preparing this sermon, I repented. I almost changed topic. Hey! I say, yay, guilty as charged. When I pass here, guilty as charged. I pass here, guilty as in my first service. I was talking to Lady Rev. I said, Lady, we have just backslidden. Tell your neighbor, it's not only you. It's not only you. But the difference is if we're going to do something about it. Some wives and husbands, today you have to send some text. And stop going to bed in the jeans. There are children here these days. I cannot say a lot of things I want to say. Sir, jeans shorts, no empe. Wearing fresh. Were you wearing jeans trousers? Jeans shorts. There are children here. I cannot even preach freely and say what I want to say. Are you in the church? You mind me again. When the relationship was young, you used to write letters. What happened to the letters? Why have you stopped? Short letters. But I'm staying with you. So what? Write the letter. I'm preaching good. Thank you, Rev. 1. Thank you. Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 22. You know, I really like God because he's just practical. Yeah. He says, return. You backsliding children. Hey. Charlie, tell your neighbor, don't worry if the words are strong. We are all inside. I don't know about you. Me, I'm inside. You see, I'll show you why I'm saying I'm inside. What is backsliding? You used to do something. You don't do it anymore. If you just take that simple definition, what did you used to do that you used to do more? Stop giving the excuse. I didn't ask about the excuse. But I thank God that he says, return and I will heal your backslidings.
And so this today, as we begin the series, I don't want you to come with a mind that, these chokings, they are choking. I can't come to church. No. That's how the Holy Spirit works. He will bring the thing up to our notice. Are you there? Because God wants to heal it. Hallelujah. And so as one is going through, I want you to just think back and do your own analysis. I've told you that I've repented as I was doing this thing. At a point, I forgot. I didn't even have notes. I didn't have notes. I'm talking to myself, me and God. Hey. Let's give you a definition for backsliding. To slide backwards instead of going forward. In our context, in relation to God, but I want to say in relation to God, in relation to your whoever you is in you are in the relationship with. Amen? The relationships need to go forward. When you stand still, it's dangerous. Hello? If you do cross-country driving, it is one of the rules you will learn first. You don't stand still. I remember one time I was with somebody who hadn't driven off-road. When I say off-road, gravel road before. And it was muddy. And we entered into mud and the guy took his foot off the... I said, do not keep going. Do not take your foot off that. We will be stuck here. You will not get traction again to go. Because what he didn't know was that he needed a certain traction to keep moving. So you're looking at, it's my hair. Look, your relationship may be in the mud right now, but don't let go. Put your foot on the accelerator. Keep it there. Keep pushing. We are coming out of the mud. We are climbing a hill. And you say, you are now coming to change gear. You should have thought about it earlier. Now, this place, we don't change gear here. This place that we are. Are you there? Hey, the way you are quiet, I don't even know if you're understanding what I'm saying. Some of you are like, you are from a flat place, so you don't know that. You don't know that when you are climbing a hill, there are some things you don't do. You're coming down the hill, then you are sitting on your brakes. You are a dead cow. Mercy. Hallelujah. Let's look at the scriptures, John chapter 8 and verse 31. You see, it's important. I want you to check something. Jesus was talking to the Jews. He said, if you continue in my word. So it's not just a believing, but if you continue. And you need to understand that many things, the starting is not a problem. The continuing is the problem. To get into a relationship, it's not a problem. To get married, it's not a problem. To continue. That's where the issue is, to continue. Am I talking to somebody? To continue. Let's look at the Message Bible. He says it in modern English. If you stick with this, living out what I tell you, you are my disciples for sure. So you have to stay with the thing. It's not, I gave my life to Christ in 1994. Sorry. I forgot that Gen Alpha is here. I gave my life to Christ in 2024. We thank God. But I want to tell you that there's no medal for starting the race. The only medal you will get is at the end of the race. Even if you are last. The church is quiet again on me. Do you know that sometimes you can be last and still get a medal? You can be last. One time, there was a guy, you can even check it on the internet. He was running a race. A race that he has given his heart and everything to run for, and suddenly he got one of those muscle pull things. And you see, when you have muscle pull, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And his father was in the stands. And his father knew that his son is like he's that this race, what he has given for this race. And the father jumped over the banisters. And they were trying to stop him. He didn't mind anybody. And he went and he held the son. The guy with the, what do you call it? The muscle pull. The people had finished cheering for the winner. And everybody saw father and son coming, just holding the guy. The whole stadium was quiet. As he crossed, come and see. People cheering, people shouting, people edging on. He was last. Tell neighbor, please, I don't know how they say it in Chi. Why? I mean, it's like he's the last person has crossed a long time. But you see, just because he kept going. And that's what the Lord is saying this morning. You see, you may be in something. Don't stop. Allow him to send an angel to hold you and keep on. And yes, some people have run, no problem. He knows that the leg something. That race, I've not seen the winner, but I have seen the runner on the internet. They have found it for us. Eja, time is going. I hope they have found the real race. Otherwise, we shall dip them in water today. Yeah. Can you see it? Muscle pull. They have finished the race, but he's coming. He's coming. Charlie, the going is rough. It's not easy. He's trying to stop. You see, they're trying to stop the father. He said, get out of my way. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. And he goes to hold his son. Charlie, come on. You can do it. You can do it. It's painful. You see, the guy is crying. It's not easy. He wants to stop. Father said, no. We are going. Come on. You have dreamt about it. You have worked for it. You have prayed and slept. You have tried that. Father, he's not even minding the father. He said, go away, get out. We are finishing the race. Can you see it? Yeah. We will breast the tape. Oh, you won't stop. Say, stop. Get out of the way. Hey, or you cannot see. Charlie, somebody, this is your Christianity. Oh. But I say, I'm not turning back. I'm not stopping. I don't need your help. I don't need your anything. Come on. We are going. Jesus is waiting at the end. Have you seen the cameras? Yeah. They only have eyes for the guy. Say, move. We are coming. Move. He cannot run. You see, he's holding the muscles, pinning him. Charlie, but he's crossing. He was not first. He was not even last. Charlie just said, you are off the map. Yeah. He has finished. Yeah. Can you see? Yeah. He finished. And Jesus is saying that, continue. Are you there? Continue. It's not easy. Sometimes things come to stop you. And you feel that, I cannot go this Christian race again. I'm going to stop. I'm going to sit in the house. It's too much. I can't go again. But I'm telling you today that no, if you stop, you go backwards. If you stop, you are out. If you stop, it's over. If you stop, it doesn't. Can you not see that the guy can't run again? Couldn't run again. But the father knew that this boy, he has planned to finish this race. And the father knows you have planned to finish the race. And he's saying, it doesn't matter that you are limping. It may not be as it was. It may be slower. It may be harder. You can't even go on your own. Have to send somebody to hold you. But whatever you do, don't stop. Whatever you do, don't back out. Whatever you do, finish it. In John chapter 6 and verse 66, we meet a very sad scripture when some people, the Bible says, they went back and they walked with him no more. May it never be your story. I said, may it never be your story. Yeah, may it never be your story. This morning, I want to share with you. You see, I would have wished that as we are talking about backsliding, you know, you will see the alert. Sometimes if you get an alert, it helps you. I'm going to show you some alerts that would have helped you if you had them. So you are there, you are holding your phone, and then an alert comes. Your spirituality level is now 33%. If Satan attacks, you will fall. Hey! Would you not wake up immediately? I wish there was such a... At least it will alert you, huh? Please ask your neighbor, your spirituality, the percentage is how much? Hey, another alert is coming. Tell your neighbor, another alert is coming, it's coming. You are no longer in the will of God. Hey! As for that one, if I get it, no, I'm going to turn around. How many of us are looking for the will of God? Lord, I need your way. If I need such an alert, I will not continue. Or if you got an, will you not change it? Hey! Tell your neighbor, I'm looking for my phone because another alert is coming on my phone. You are now far from God. Oh. Your worldliness has made you an enemy. Hey, Lord, I don't plan to be an enemy. I'm returning. Oh, if I got such... will it not be simple? You got such a text. Oh. You have now missed 5 weeks of church. You have not prayed. You have not had your quiet time for 6 months. Since you left God, God is also leaving. Hey! You see, I wish. Because it will alert me. Me, I'll change. Please ask your neighbor, if you got such alert, will you not change? You see, that guy who had the muscle pull, if he had known he was going to get muscle pull, do you know that he would have drank some glucose? Yeah. Before taking the race, he would have drank some glucose. You are asking me what a muscle pull is. Go and read it. It's on the internet. Some people say they don't like a phone. Okay, so I'm going to give you a billboard. The billboard says, you have become less interested in the things of God. You are slowly backsliding. Soon you will fall away. It's a tech junction. Charlie. Oh, but if you see such a warning, will you not change? I'm giving you billboards this morning. If you cross this line, you become a fornicator and a sex addict by next Tuesday. Hey! Before the sleepover, then you will not do the sleepover again. I will not go to the sleepover again. Yeah. Hey! Are you there? Last day of exams, you see this signboard. You say, I will not cross. I'm giving you signboards. Another signboard. Lord, we are looking for signboards. It says, spiritual danger. Oh, you are now entering the addiction zone. You know, some things that you do, you are not yet addicted. But if you continue, you have just been going to the betting house just once in a while. Just betting. I'm in control. I can stop anytime. Oh, it's not a problem. Oh, just one last. Hey, if you go one more, you are stuck. You will not go. Which football club makes people bet the most? Tuesday, yeah. Maybe it's not a betting, but a relationship. If you stay in a relationship with a queer, it will destroy your relationship with God. I have to explain something to you. Many of you, as soon as I say relationship with a queer, no, you are thinking boy-girl relationship. It may not even be. You're a girl. Yeah, yeah. You can have another friend. She's a girl. Yeah. You're a guy. Another friend. But if you remain in that relationship, it'll destroy your relationship with God. As I'm standing here, I can remember people if I'd remain their friend. Yeah. This person makes you feel ashamed that you are a Christian. If you are praying in tongues in your room and the person comes, you stop. Because you are feeling shy. You are doing like it's not you. You are doing like I'm talking to some other people. It's not you. You are in your room. You are having a time with the Lord. Makabo, Hegataya. You are pacing up and down. Then that person comes. Something about the person makes you turn off the flow. Yeah, you put the AirPods in. Hey, watch it. You should be able to be yourself. Cry. The person will even come and say, I'm coming back. I know that you are on flow. Or we even just join you. Hey, what's happening this time? What are they saying now? But if you continue, hey, are you in the church? This is one of my favorites. Warning, you are 1 kilometer from hell. Who will continue? When you see such a signboard, who will continue? Who? Hey, or you see a signboard, you don't love God anymore. Oh, are you in the church? Some of you need this signboard in your house. We don't talk anymore. We don't touch anymore. Hey, we don't smile anymore. Warning, you are not saved. Your name is not in the book of life. That's what that one, people go repent today, right now, here. Yeah, today repentance. Hey, but you see, because it's not coming, but if you had it, you say, hey, with your name on it. Unfortunately, much as we would like to have these warnings, there ain't no such thing. It's not there. Now, please, if you have been seeing such things, inform us so that we'll make you the church prophet or say the prophet of word encounter if you have been seeing such things. It's not there. You know, and so that is why we are, if we don't take care, we can miss it. And so today, I just want to share with you 5 symptoms of backsliding. A symptom is something, it just shows you that something is there. It just shows you that something is there. Are you with me? There are many things in this world that you will never know what it is until you put the symptoms together, then you can see. One of those things is madness. You know, we think that madness is people walking around naked. It's not like that, oh. It didn't start like that. No. It can start from other things. Hey. You see, when we are sitting here, you think you are in charge of your mind. That's what you think. That's what you think. There was a what do you call it? No, this was not a prophecy. There was a doctor in charge of mental health. In fact, in those days, we didn't talk about mental health. The psychiatric hospital for many years. And one day, he was talking on GBC, on TV news, and he said, everybody is one step away from madness. So when he said, of course, all of us are, what are you talking about? So at the place where he was giving the speech, they said, let me give you an example. Then he said, you're on your way to work. And the tra-tra meat, he owes you, what's that small one? 10 pesos. And you say, I'm collecting my 10. Then he says, oh, I don't have 10 pesos. Then the quarreling starts. The tra-tra reaches where it is going. It has stopped at the market, at the station. You have come down and you are following the mate into the market. You are shouting at the top of your... You see, for 10 pesos, 10p, he said, you have gone momentarily mad. It's not me. He said, because if you look at yourself and the 10p, it's not really going to do anything, but something has just triggered you. The fact that if you owed that guy 10p, he will not have left you. The fact that it has triggered you, and his attitude is also annoying you. The way he's even doing his something, before you are aware, you that 10 pesos. He said the 10p, when it falls in the house, you don't know where it fell. You will not go lie on the floor trying to collect your 10p from under the sofa. But the guy has... It has done you in a way. They say, so you in your high heels, I can tell you're on your way to the office. When you are walking behind the mate, over what? 10 pesos. I'll say, are you with me? And so the symptoms, the thing that we need to see it. How do you know that you have malaria? You never saw the mosquito bite you. You saw something. You saw a bump. Sometimes you haven't even seen the bump, but you have a fever. Your mouth is bitter. Your bones are aching. Yeah. Hallelujah. So what I'm sharing with you today are 5 symptoms. Please don't take me to court over them. They're just symptoms. Because the headache, no, actually, it could also be that you haven't drank enough water. But it could also be malaria. I think you get it. So it could be something, but it could also be this other thing. So let's look at the symptoms that we have. There are 5 of them. In case I don't finish preaching, let me give you the 5. The first one, irregular church attendance. Second one, allowing the cares of the world to change your relationship with God. Allowing riches and blessings to change your relationship with God. Allowing desires of worldly things or for worldly things to change your relationship with God. Or pure and simple coldness. Today I want to go into each one of these small. Amen? And I've told you, I have repented severally over different things. And I just want you to take it in good faith. You are there. I don't know which one applies to you. Ask your neighbor which one applies to you. We don't know. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to start with the first one, irregular church attendance. Irregular church attendance. You see, when you have a relationship, are you there? Comes to visit you every day. Mm-hmm. Every day. Every week. Or every excuse, no, the person has come. As coolness begins to come, you begin to hear excuses. Oh, I couldn't come because we didn't close in time. I couldn't come because it was raining. All those things were there before. But now, the excuses are coming. The excuses are coming. It's now becoming irregular. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So God knows that one of the things he's given to us to keep us is the church. It's one of his vehicles of safety. Yeah, it's one of his vehicles of safety. And then there you are, there's no reason. I just woke up, I didn't come to church. I didn't feel like coming to church. Well, this month, I've gone twice, it's okay. Are you in the church? You know, churches are not perfect places. I always tell people that it's not perfect because you are in it. Because I'm also not, are you perfect? Yeah, so it's because you are in it. It's also because I'm in it, so it's not perfect. But that's the vehicle God has given. You see, when Noah had the ark, the storybooks, they fool us. How many of us have seen the Bible with the ark drawing? It's very nice, and all the animals are looking very respectful and respectable, yeah, in their tutu there like that. Please, it's not like that, oh. Hey, I was asking somebody to find for me. They didn't get back to me. I should have done it myself. The weight of manure from one elephant. And when I say manure, you don't understand. You see, they are trying to spoil my born again. The amount of shit from one elephant, from one cow, you will not be happy. I said, you will not be happy at all. And they were in the ark. Can you imagine what was happening? Two elephants, not one, two. Two cows. The smell alone. Before the leopards even enter into the picture. Number two, they produce a lot of heat. A lot. I used to live in a country that winter temperatures can go down to minus 25, minus 30. The barns in which we kept the animals, it's not heated. Where the cows are, they produce enough heat. They don't need any more heat. What are you talking about? We will heat where the water is coming from in various things, but the barn itself, it has to hit some minus 30 before we start to heat the place small. Even that small. So you, the worker, you rather go as if it is winter. Not the cow there. Hey. So you can imagine the heat they were generating in there. Then some of the animals don't see eye to eye. Leopards and antelopes. Lions and all meaty animals. Cats and mice. Dogs and cats. They are all in the same building. I tell you, the Holy Ghost was not upon the animals. They were. And yet, if you wanted to be saved at that time, you had to be in that ark. So also the church. We are all kinds of people. Hey, all of us. In fact, our father says a church is like a zoo. Everything there inside. Everything. We are all here. Please tell anybody, we are all here. And sometimes we make a lot of noise. I am sure the elephants were disturbing. Early morning. I used to have a dog that used to disturb. It was quite big and we named it Thunder. And every morning it would thunder around the house. And just said, it's my territory. You wake up at 5 in the morning. I say, a dining whistle. The guy is running around the house. He'll do it about 5 times. But it doesn't matter how deep sleep you wake up. Charlie, crouch, you know. It's his territory. Whatever you say. And he'll go around. After the 5th round, he's okay. In the night when he comes out, everything outside is for him. You left your slippers. Sorry. You left your trousers on the line. We are sorry. Hey, chew everything. But he's bad. Please ask your neighbor, what are you? What type are you? This ark we are in, what exactly are you? So it may not be easier, but it was better than being outside. It was better than being outside. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody today? Make sure that you are in church. You see, when the relationship is cooling between a guy and a girl, the guy or the girl, whoever, may not even be coming much around. You can see the signs of coldness. But when is your birthday, they'll come. Valentine's Day, send you a Valentine gift. It doesn't make up for it. The thing is cooling. Yeah, so you are here. You come on special days. When Easter, 31st. Yeah, certain particular days. Say, neighbor, you are not safe. You are not safe. You are not safe. Mm-mm. It's not a good sign. It's not a good sign. It's not a good sign at all. Be in church. Be in church. Oh, you see, my job takes me away. You see, Christians, we are not Muslims. Muslims go into any mosque anywhere at any time. And yeah, that's not our practice. We tend to belong to a home church. But Taflache, when work has taken you out of your home area, there are churches where you are going. Go to church. Prince, when I got there, there was no rat house there. Hey, Master. If rat house is not there, Pentecost is there. If Pentecost is not there, Assemblies is there. If Assemblies is not there, Redeemed is there. If Redeemed is not, just go to church. Or you don't get what I'm trying to say to you. Go to church. Deeper life. Tie your hair. Go to church. Yeah, just go to church. That's all. Just go. Hey. Because if not, it's one of the signs. The inability to go to church regularly is one of the signs. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 3. Are you in the house? Jeremiah chapter 3. Let me show you how God is trying to help us with our backslidings. In Jeremiah 3, he says from verse 14 that I will bring you to Zion. Zion is representative of the body of Christ. It's representative of the church. If you're looking for a reference, go to Hebrews chapter 12. You'll see it there. You know. So first, he'll put you in church. Then he will give you a pastor. Amen. Some of you, as you are in the church, you have been here, but I'm not your pastor at all. There are two ways I'm likely to know you. Either I know you for yourself, or I know you through the pastor you are under. But as you come, you are just a roaming ambassador in the system. It's very, very dangerous. Very, very, very dangerous. Because that's how God works. He works through somebody. You see, Saul, who is eventually became Paul, he was walking on the road. He was going to persecute the church. He was going to Damascus when the light caught him and Jesus spoke to him. And by the time Jesus was done with him, he was blind. And he said, what should I do? He said, go into the town. Go and stay on this particular road in this particular house. Then the Lord went and called Ananias and told Ananias, there's a man waiting for you on the street called Street in the house of Simon the leper. Go and lay your hands on his eyes and he will see. I want to ask you a question. Jesus, when he was on earth, he was opening eyes. Is it heaven he has gone and he cannot open eyes? Huh? Is it heaven he has gone and he cannot open eyes? He can open. Yet he sent somebody. So the likelihood that he's using a pastor to contact you in your life is a very important thing. Please, when God is sending an SOS on your behalf, who is he sending it to? Who is he sending it to? An SOS. You are in danger. Who is he sending it to? It's a question I have for you. The way you have made yourself like tell your neighbor, today is not just Sunday or just another day. I've had it. I'm about to go and sleep. And somebody that I am a shepherd to, as I finished praying, I was going to lie down and sleep. It was late already. And as I lay down on the bed, the Holy Spirit said, get up, her spirit has left her. I said, what are you talking about? And I jumped up. When I looked at my phone, her husband was texting me. Emergency, I don't know what is going on. I can just see the doctors running. I hear footsteps. Nobody's telling me anything. I was the person's pastor. The Lord had downloaded an SOS. And I called Lady Reverend Humi. I said, Lady Reverend, wake up. Wake up. I beg you, send this thing to the team. We are praying. We were on it. I was on it until I got another message. It's over. She's all right. She's alive today. You, who is God sending an SOS to on your behalf? I came to ask you a question. You are here. You have been here for many years. Who is your pastor? I don't know. It's your pastor. Because it's one of the things. You see, he's trying to help you not to backslide. So he gives you a church. Then he gives you a pastor. And then he gives you a pastor who will feed you. As you are walking around, eating from here, eating from here. Who is feeding you? You walk around. You eat some granules here. Then you continue walking. Then you eat Kobe over there. Then you are walking. You get somewhere. They say this one is toffee, that is there. What is that? Who is feeding you? If there's nothing in this house, I can tell you that there's feeding. May I have one pastor just eat his food? Yeah. Please ask your neighbor, who's your pastor? Do you have a pastor? Who's your pastor? Who's your pastor? Yo, lady pastor, Aquil is making it worse. So she says, does the pastor know that she's the pastor? Or he, does he know? Some of you, I'm not your pastor. I'm here. You're also here, but I'm not your pastor. I don't know anything concerning you. Yay, mercy. You see, and the reason I don't know anything concerning you is that there's also no pastor here who knows anything concerning you. It's becoming tenuous. Are you there? Did you ask your neighbor who is your pastor? You see, let me give you a piece of advice. Don't look at where somebody is sitting in the church. Don't say that all those who are on this side, this is their pastor. No, it's not according to where you are sitting in the church. That's why I gave you a litmus test. When there's an SOS concerning you, who will get that message? Who? Please, I don't like trouble. Point number two. Let's move on. I'm showing you symptoms. When you allow the cares of this world to change your relationship with God, this is one of the potent ones. You allow the cares of this world, and the cares are many. And you see, what you need to know is that it's part of life. They never go away. I wish I could tell you that a time will come when you won't have any cares of this world, but honestly, I'll be lying. Are you in the house? Mark 4:19 talks about how the cares of this world choke the word. They choke the word. Are you in the house? Hello? Some people don't understand English. I'm looking for who is chokeable. Jojo, please come. I mean, he won't mind. He won't mind. He won't mind. And he will also not be afraid that I'll kill him. What does it mean to choke? It's holding your neck and squeezing. Are you seeing it? So, word of God is coming, but cares of the world. So even as you are sitting here and I'm preaching, your hunger is choking you. Your landlord, the bill is coming tomorrow, is choking you. It's choking. So the word is not able to go. So there's no improvement because the word is being choked. It's not even active. It's not working. Hey, Charlie, the way he's doing, if I don't take, I'm even almost afraid. Grandpa said he's fainting. I beg you, go and sit down. MFA will not forgive me. Hey, Radie. Amen. There are chokers in the world. Let me give you a few chokers. Number one, writing exams. Some of you young ones, when you're going to write exam, you say because of that you've stopped church. You're going to write exam because of that you don't pray anymore. Oh, please, well, you are now coming in the world. Please, the things ahead are even more. Yeah. Another choker, financial difficulty. Hey. Another choker, a good job. Before you got that job, you knew God. You see, some of the jobs, they look like a blessing. But let me tell you something. The amount you are earning is exactly equal to the amount of blood they are going to drain from you. Next one, family issues. Some of you, the reason why you can't serve God every day, family this, family that, family that. Please get out of it. It's killing you. It's killing your relationship with God. You can't come to church because 1 week here, funeral day. Why have you made yourself a busyaping? There are some people, they don't have God. Leave their busyaping to them. Mercy. Oh, you see, it's not like that. You see, in my family, there are no men. I'm the only man. I said, get out of it. Get out of it. They won't miss you. They will have somebody else do it. Yes. Have you seen a family without a family head before? What are you talking about? Yeah, but not you. If it is going to cost you your relationship with God, nothing is worth that. Nothing is worth it. You are a young person, the people in the house will not allow you. Charlie, national service, find a place to go. Get out, quickly. Get a job far away. They think I'm joking, oh. I'm telling you something. I said, get a job where? What are you doing? Are you teaching their children that they should? Well, either you allow them to go to church and be children, God's children and follow God. Otherwise, this is the advice I'm giving you. Escape. Nothing and nobody is worth your relationship with God. Nobody has died for you. The Lord is the one who died for you. You may not agree with, hey, don't put it like that. You have to talk, hey. I don't know who it is, but the person should be quiet. Allow us to say what we have to say because there are parents who actively stop their children from coming to church. So we are also actively showing you your way out. Hey, I didn't say go and live with a man who is not your mom. No, no, no. Have a legitimate reason and get out of there. Yes. Any day, and God will support you. He will help you. Hey, when Saul kept trying to kill David, do you think he sat there to be killed? Next one, getting married. Getting married. When we came to ten, they said we shouldn't marry. Please, did I say you shouldn't marry? I'm showing you that your marriage can be a choker. Yeah. Many people hide how they are. After we are married, you are now showing us your true colors. I've had people, they say, I'm going to, he's from another religion, but he says I can go to my church. When I have laugh, you are a child who has just come. She was okay with all you're going to all night until she married you. Now she says, we are not there. How am I afraid? I can't be here alone. When I'm sleeping and I put my hand and you are not there, then I wake up, I cannot sleep again. You better look and understand manipulation when you see manipulation. Yeah. Your partner should not be the one who makes himself or herself a stumbling block to your service and your worship of God or your relationship with God. Take it from me. Hey. Did your partner die for you? We are all looking for God. Hey. Oh, Pastor, you don't understand. You see, you have to do the thing fresh every day. Everyone says, I see. Hey. People can change under marriage, eh? I met some of my classmates, the class joker. Hey. Couldn't believe what he had become. Hey. Impossible to live with. Hey! And I asked him, I said, is that you? Oh! I frightened everybody in your house. Are you there? When we had the mother to son, a certain guy asked the question, texted me the question that, how can I be sure that she won't change? He said, because, you know how it is when we're not married? Oh, hello. How are you? Oh, yes, so sweet. Hey, we marry finish. You have made a mistake to ask for water. Why? You can't see where the fridge is. Can you not see that my hands are occupied? What is that? Hey. You say what? You are going to wear again? Church again? Look, we are all Christians here. We are all Christians. Hey, chokers. Another important one. Beautiful but important. Babies. Having babies. Hey, all my ladies in the church, in the childbearing, may God just help you, strengthen you. You need it. Because when you say you're going to pray, the sleepy auntie, you say we're going to pray. Are you there? You see, so these are good things, but you should see that they are chokers. So it means I should, what's the word? Collect myself. Sit well, sit well, sit well. I can see a choker is coming. How will I organize myself so it doesn't choke me? Is it are we agreed? Yes, it is a good job, but I go to church. I go to church. I go to church. I go to church. No matter who my boss is, I go to church. I'm a church-going man. I'm a church-going girl. Hey. Wow. Are you there? Is it working? I have exams, but before I open my exam book, I'm going to have my quiet time. I'm going to read my Bible every day. I'm going to pray the prayers I'm praying every day. I will pray it. I hope you are with me. What are you doing? You are just trying not to backslide. You are fighting and struggling, but you are trying not to. Remember, always remember that guy who was limping. Because when you are having your babies and you are trying to pray, sleep is your best friend. No problem. I'm sleeping and waking up. When I wake up, I pray another sentence. Yeah, but you are not stopping. Or you don't get the point. You are what? You are not stopping. You are limping, but you are not stopping. You are pushing. Hey, because life is going to push back at you. Let's continue. I'm almost done. Allowing riches and blessings to change your relationship with God. Hey, the Bible says it's the deceitfulness of riches. Riches make you feel that everything is okay. When you didn't have a car, you used to sit in the trusky, and then you put your earphones in, and on your way to work, you have a whole worship session. Now that God has blessed you with a car, classical music. Why don't you just continue with the worship music? Now, dear, you are even in your own car. You know, when you were in the Trotsky, you had to put it here and, you know, you wanted to lift your hand and say, hey, the people will say that I've touched. But now, dear, as you are in your own car, you can be worshiping, you can be crying, you can be singing. Your voice cries not nice. Who can roll up your windows and just. Hey, amen. The fact that God has blessed you should not be the reason why. You see, it's a temptation. Or you don't understand what I'm saying. Your home is more comfortable than it used to be. You see, when you have a house where there's no chair, you easily pray on the floor. Easily. It's not that you want to pray on the floor, there's no chair. But now that there are chairs of different sizes and softness. Wow. Am I talking to somebody this morning? Watch out for it. Watch out for it. Watch out for it. Hallelujah. The Bible says it's the last of other things. They are also chokers of the word. And the last one, coldness. Coldness. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 12 says that because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Let me show you what happens when your love becomes cold. The first thing that happens is that you're not excited anymore. And please, married couples, I want you to take this and also put it in the marriage. How you used to be excited when you're going to see each other. Do you see? Just so we are talking about God, but just add it for your home. Yeah. Am I talking to some people today? Yay. The way you're not minding me is very serious. Yeah. You're not excited anymore. You used to come to church excited, but now, dear Charlie, it's like, they like bringing us too many church services. Now there's too much. Hey. When your love grows cold, you cannot say amen in church anymore. Just say, what Danny diplomat? Diplomat. You can't talk again. You can't say anything in church again. Hey. When your love grows cold, you can't stand in church anymore. Are you there? The word doesn't move you anymore, so you can't stand. I can't do. Hey, when your love grows cold, you cannot kneel down in church anymore. Hey, Pastor, it's not like that. You see, the ground, there's cement. Please, I'm coming, okay? I'm coming. I'll do your tasks for you, okay? Left to me, we'll do only carpet. Oh, you haven't seen that the ceiling, we have done it. You haven't seen that it's finished. You haven't seen that it's complete. We are coming. We are coming. But when we finish, we will use our floor properly. Yeah. So now you should be able to do. When your love grows cold, you don't smile anymore. Yeah. One time I called one of my pastors. I said, what has happened to this young lady in the church? She used to smile. She doesn't smile anymore. Hey, Charlie, are you there? I hope you are thinking if it is you. If you are thinking if it is you, then it's you. Yeah. Don't smile in church anymore. You don't laugh anymore. Just say, you call it maturity. It's not maturity, it's backsliding. It's backsliding, yeah. It's backsliding. When your love grows cold, you don't say good things anymore. Hey. You used to say nice things about the church, but now, dear, criticism. Have you not seen that as a nation we are backsliding? Ghana was a place that, Charlie, we worshiped God, but now, if you read the things that are being said, you can't read it. Yeah, love has grown cold. Life has grown cold. Can't dance in church anymore. So this girl is looking at me. That guy is looking at me. Yeah, so now you're just moving backwards. One of the signs is the consistent moving backwards. Yeah. Can't sing in worship anymore. Hey. Oh, it's not like that, Pastor. You see, it's because everything is in English. But when you are singing Celine Dion, it's in what? It's in what? The song is in Yoruba. You are able to sing it. Yeah, we like the Yoruba songs. That one is okay, isn't it? Yeah, it's the English that's the problem. The English that you are writing and reading in, that's your problem, eh? No, it's your heart. Are you in the church? I want us to stand to our feet. I want us to pray. You see, I don't know which one is yours. I told you when I was preparing me, I saw myself inside. I'm resolving. I won't backslide again. I want you to pray about the one that is yours. The one that is yours. Today we're coming out of our backsliding. Is it your church attendance? Yeah. When you start saying that, I can't come to church because I'm going to wash. It's one of the most nonsense excuses. You have all the days in the week, you have in the night, everything. It's only the 2.5 hours for God. That's when you are going to wash. And many of you, that's you. Many of your people, that's you. All week, you fool around. You don't do what you're supposed to do. You are now going to wash. No. That's your heart. You are backsliding. How can washing take the place of the 2 hours that you are coming to church for the Lord? How? You have the whole week, including after church. Including after church. But it is the church time. Something is wrong with you. Yeah. Cares of the world. The cares of the world. Maybe you find that God has blessed you. You are no longer on fire for Him as you used to be. You are blessed. You are comfortable now. Or maybe it's your desires. You're desiring worldly things now. Talk to God. Just talk to Him. I tell you. My tears have been many. My repentances are many. I'm talking to God for myself. I don't know about you. Just talk to Him. Tell that you want to be on fire for Him again. Some of you feel that life is so hard. God will understand. No. Don't stop. Keep walking. You're going to cross right now. Keep coming across. Keep coming across, limping and walking, but coming, not standing still. Maybe you are even bleeding a little, but keep coming. Maybe you are tired and weak, but keep coming. Don't backslide. Don't go backwards. Keep coming forward. It may be half a step at a time, but keep coming forward. Keep coming forward. Talk to Him. Just talk to Him.
And we are not able to stand. But Father,
talk to the Lord this afternoon. Talk to Him this afternoon.
10 things around for us, Lord. 10 our hearts to You again. Cause us to walk forward and on. Cause us to love You again. Cause us to seek after You again, Lord. Father, we acknowledge we have been weighed and we have been found wanting. But today, with lifted hands, we ask You, Lord. We pray. We say, Lord,
You used to talk to God. You used to pray. Now you only pray about your business. You only pray about money. But you used to talk to Him about His work. You used to talk to Him about salvation. You used to save people. You used to talk to people about God. Talk to Him. You are backslidden from it, but He's calling you right now. Say, come back.
And we are coming back.
Come back.
Help us. Help me.
Father, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, oh God. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us our backsliding, so God. Forgive us our backsliding, so God. Forgive us our backsliding. Turn our hearts back to You, Lord. Let the fire, let it burn in us. That flame that has gone out, Lord, lights it up again for us. Forgive us for the criticism. Forgive us for always seeing the negative. Forgive us for seeing what's always somebody else's fault and some other thing to blame. And help us, Lord, to see You and to come back again, Lord. Rescue us, oh God. May we not be walking to hell and not know it. May we not have dropped back and not know it, Lord. May the cares not have choked things away, oh God. Help us, Lord. And as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you are here this afternoon and you need to know Jesus. You are not sure that your name is in the book of life. You are not sure that your name is registered in heaven. Today, you need to be sure. Jesus says that to be saved, you must confess with your mouth what you believe in your heart. And the Bible says in Matthew 10:32 that confession must be made in the presence of others. You must confess before men. And so as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you want to give your life to Jesus, just lift up your right hand. We're going to pray together. Just lift it up, your right hand. We're going to pray together. We're going to make that confession together. We're going to make that confession together. We're going to make it together. If your hand is lifted, I want you to join me this afternoon. Just come to me. Just come to me right now. We're going to pray. Just come to me right now and let us pray. You lifted up your hand, just come. And if you are here, you feel that the way you're backsliding is, you feel that you also want to come, feel free and come. Feel free and come. Don't be embarrassed at all. You just feel that this is what you want to do. You want to receive Jesus, just come. But if you, Lord, I've gone so far back, I'm not sure of my standing. Come, I want to pray with you. Don't worry about who is with you. God bless you. Just come, let's pray together. Just come. God bless you. Right there, you're saying that the way it is, I'm not sure. Just come. Come and be sure today. Come and be sure today. I saw one or two hands. Why, you are too shy to come. It's not a good thing. The Lord will be shy of you also. But just come. We're going to pray a simple prayer. I'm waiting for you just 1 or 2 minutes and then we're going to pray. I feel that, Lord, I used to do so much for you. Now I can feel my temperature has gone down. It's not as it should be. We want to pray. Let us pray. Jessica, I want you to pray this prayer with me. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I give you my heart. I give you my life. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, you are my Savior. You are my Lord. And today, I want to live by that. I receive you as my Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
With all of me, I want to praise you.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIEDRASE. God richly bless you.